Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BetMGM Network. Mondays suck, but they suck a lot less since we have Monday Night Football. We'll get into our favorite plays for Chiefs and Jags, including props, including a side, including a total in this segment. Then we'll get to some Major League Baseball as we have some of these divisional series still popping off. We have two games today. We have the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cubs and the Brewers. Will we continue to see all these runs being scored between all these teams? We'll talk about totals and everything to bet on in those games. All coming up next here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. It's gonna be a great Monday. All right, Cenk. So since the Chiefs are playing tonight and it feels like Taylor Swift is on a full promotion tour for her new album, let me ask you, how has the hysteria been in your household? Because you are engaged to a Swiftie.
I am. It's been okay, actually. I haven't heard hardly any songs. I've heard a couple. But the lovely Catherine sat on the couch with me yesterday. We talked about Taylor a little bit and talked about the album. And I told her I was taking a break from all of the early reviews because I thought all the early reviews are always like, oh, my God, she's at it again. She's amazing. It's another bang. Oh, my. And so I always let that sort of fade and then get into, all right, how do I really feel about this music? How does it sound? What do you think? What are others saying when they actually have time to let the hysteria die a little bit, when they can really, or at least as objectively as possible, give me an idea of what they think? The only thing I've heard early on is that a lot of her fans, because, you know, she runs the gamut from very young to people who are her age, even older, is that some of her stuff is pretty mature now because she's, what, 35, 36? So she is writing about more mature topics, some of those maybe not appropriate for kids. And so some of her fans, not all of them, are saying like, oh, my God, what is this? And then another faction is saying, yeah, she's in her 30s. She's not a kid anymore. Like, she's getting married. She's a woman now. So what do you expect? That's coming from Catherine. This is not research I've done on my own. But that was the discussion that I had yesterday while watching football during halftime.
I think I did, like, notice that discussion. I think there is a very specific reference that maybe you are referring to in the song entitled, I think it's Wood.
Yep.
But, like, what do you think they're going to be doing when they get married? What do you think they're doing now? Do you think they are simply
doing
holding
it?
Hands?
No.
I got news for you. They're probably not. They're two good-looking people. So let's just leave it at that. But I'll say this. It does feel like Taylor Swift is at a stage where you have to be really careful about, like, criticizing her publicly. Like, this is what we used to do, I feel like, for Beyonce, where, like, you couldn't say anything even remotely negative about her without their fans just, like, coming at you. Is there somebody in the sports world that commands, like, this level of, like, cult behavior? Because I don't think there is. Like, even the greatest athletes that we have,
yeah,
I feel like most of them have detractors. Because usually when you get to the mountaintop, people try to find flaws with you. And especially, like, that's kind of how the sports media landscape is. Like, we see this with Patrick Mahomes. For the longest time, he looks so likable. He has a squeaky clean track record when it comes to, like, off the field. He hasn't done anything wrong. But yet people have started to dislike him. So I feel like in sports, there's nobody like that.
It's probably, I would say in sports, it's probably like Jordan is probably the one guy.
Yeah.
Like, is the one guy who can't be besmirched, which I understand that. But I think the difference between someone like him and Taylor Swift, for example, is like, if you want to say, okay, you know, Michael Jordan wasn't the perfect athlete person. Okay, I agree with that. I still think he's the greatest basketball player of all time. But the difference with Taylor is that there's a personal connection. Like, I don't feel a personal connection to Michael Jordan, right? I think his basketball legacy is unmatched. But when it comes to Michael Jordan, the person, I don't feel like I can relate to MJ. With Taylor Swift, there are fans who feel like they relate to her. Like, they, you know, that's her appeal, right? She's the every woman. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. You can attach yourself to her. So a criticism feels more personal, I feel like, if you come after someone like her as opposed to an athlete, because it's really hard to relate, at least for, I think, the gamut of us, to a professional athlete.
I think that's part of the mystique, though. Like, I think people like professional athletes that feel like they are like Greek gods. Like, they are some mythical being that's untouchable, because that's how Michael Jordan felt. Like, he felt like he was a different species of person than the normal guy who's just walking down the street and is fine with getting beat and, like, you know, locker room craps. Like, that's not flying with Michael Jordan. So I think that's something that goes against some of modern day athletes, because they don't seem as mean as Michael Jordan. And maybe people hold that against Patrick Mahomes, but I think some of it is that when he cries about the calls that he doesn't get, and you're like, listen, Patrick, you've gotten your fair share of calls that shouldn't have gone the other way, so maybe let's cool it on, you know, complaining about the refs.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And also, I think social media has just, you know, added just a different layer there. You know, we might feel different about some of these athletes had that existed, which I'm glad it didn't exist back then, but certainly you get a different perspective on different people because everyone's out there all the time. And sometimes it's better not to know things. You know, sometimes it's better just to focus on a singular item, which is someone's athletic talent, as opposed to everything else that you tend to find out about, even if the athlete doesn't want that to happen. Like Joe Burrow is a good example, right? He doesn't necessarily want his personal life to be out there. He's talked about that, but he can't really help it. No matter what, people are going to take pictures or take videos of what he's doing. They're going to talk about it. They're going to put it up for discussion, and that changes your perspective on the athlete that you're talking about.
Well, and also, like, the internet is a bunch of haters. Like, every time I look, they are breaking down somebody who is, like, otherworldly. They're like, Margot Robbie is mid. I'm like, have you seen a real-life woman in person? Like, you would stop dead in your tracks if you saw Margot Robbie in person. So, like, people say this stuff about Patrick Mahomes as well, and it's hard to, like, put a cap on his legacy before his career is over, but maybe we have another great game from Patrick Mahomes and company tonight on Monday night. All right, so it's the Chiefs at the Jags. Chiefs laying 3.5, total of 45.5. And Jenks, I feel like the bottom line in this game is, how much do you believe in the Chiefs? Because if you believe that the Chiefs are back at full strength, and I know there's been some talk about Xavier Worthy being questionable in this game, but it does look like he is going to play, that I think a lot of it depends on how much you believe in the Chiefs. Because if they are, you know, operating at full force, and even when they haven't been, like, they have still been a good team. They've had a tough schedule. And then you look at the Jags, who have had kind of a cupcake schedule. How much do you believe in the Chiefs?
I believe in the Chiefs to a point. I will say, and I hate transitive properties, right? So I hate when, okay, the Chiefs beat the Ravens really soundly, and the Ravens looked like they sucked yesterday against the Texans. So that means the Chiefs aren't very good. That's, I don't really like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like doing that. I think it's easy to do that. I will also say the Ravens are not very good. You know what I mean? So I think the Chiefs are exactly what we've sort of said over the past few weeks, which is this is a very good football team, but I still don't think they're at the level that they were 2 or 3 years ago where you just can't touch them. Now they are going to get even better. And Xavier Worthy led the team in rushing and in receiving last week. They're going to get Rashee Rice back. They're going to get even better. So the story is certainly not written on Kansas City. I think they're better than we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season when we weren't quite sure. So they're the Chiefs, right? They're just not max Chiefs. They're like at 8 or 9 level Chiefs instead of 10 level Chiefs. But I think we'll find out more about the Chiefs tonight because the Jags are more of a complete football team than the Ravens. Like, the Ravens are just garbage. So what looked to be an incredible win last week, even with Lamar, I think now that we're seeing more and more from the Ravens, maybe gives you a little perspective on, yeah, they were going to win that game, but it's not as impressive as maybe we thought at the time. I feel like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here.
Well, because there are, I think, good arguments for both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Because I think what is setting me off on this one is the 3.5. Because I do think the Chiefs are going to win this game. Because also, it's a primetime game. And it comes down to trust issues that I have with the Jaguars. Like, do you really implicitly trust Trevor Lawrence? Like, as somebody who has bet on the Jags, I think in a postseason game against the Chiefs, I think there was a game they were getting like 9.5 points. I said, oh yeah, 9.5 points. They're, you know, gonna maybe make this a game. And it just wasn't the case. And then you look at the Jags this year, and Trevor Lawrence has a completion percentage of 58%. He has, let's see, 5 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. And I will say the one thing that we have seen all season long, you know, consistently speaking from the Chiefs, is that their defense has been very, very good. So I think that's my biggest question for the Jags is how much do you trust this Jags team in a big moment against a great defense? And I feel a little shaky saying, oh, yeah, I really trust the Jags. Like, maybe the 3.5 is the difference maker because I can see the Chiefs kind of lollygagging through this one and just playing, you know, to simply win the game because that's kind of been the game plan for Kansas City over the past few years is when they win, usually it's not going to be by a ton. I understand last week was different, but, you know, the Ravens kind of threw in the towel there. So I think I'm torn on the spread. I do think the Chiefs are going to win, but, Jenks, the big question is, is 3.5 too much?
I think so. I feel like this number is kind of begging you to take the Chiefs, and I feel like the Jags are maybe the call here. I don't know if I have the guts to bet it, but you're right about Trevor Lawrence. Like, he's been okay, and the reason why they brought in Liam Cohen is to take Trevor Lawrence to the next level. He has 5 touchdowns, 4 picks this season, so he could certainly elevate, and they're hoping that he will. And also, this is a transition period. So when you're talking about working with a new offensive coordinator or new head coach, even guys who are veterans, which I think Trevor Lawrence is now a veteran, you know, when you have someone who wants to change the way you do things, that change the way you've always done things, that is a period that takes some time for you to fully sort of feel comfortable with that, with those changes. And I feel like Trevor Lawrence is going through that. I will also say that on the ground, Jacksonville has a real chance here because the Chiefs are good defensively, but they're really good against the pass and very okay against the run. They're 22nd in the NFL against the run. And Travis Etienne has had a lot of success this season for Jacksonville on the ground. So he's hit over 100 yards twice this season. He's averaging more than 6 yards a carry. So I think what Jacksonville wants to do is let Etienne sort of churn up yards on the ground and take time off the clock and keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline and then open up the pass game for Trevor Lawrence. I think it's a game plan for Jacksonville. I would lean Jacksonville plus the 3.5. That hook scares me.
I think what's tough about this game as well is that normally I rely heavily on numbers. And you look at the stats, you're like, wow, this Jags defense is really good. One of the best run defenses in the league, averaging just 3.9 yards per carry to opponents. But then you look at the teams they played.
Like, here's the thing. Like, here is the quarterbacks that have faced the Jags this year. Bryce Young, Jake Browning, C.J. Stroud on a terrible offensive line, and Mac Jones. It just feels like sometimes you cannot look at those numbers and say this is apples to apples when you have a Chiefs team that's actually played some good teams. And I understand the Chiefs have also played the Giants and a terrible Ravens team, but they also played the Eagles and the Chargers. So I think it's really difficult to look at some of these numbers and be like, oh, this is a better team on paper, because at this juncture in the season, sometimes these stats are not the whole story.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, it's definitely relative to who you're playing and injuries at the time. Like, mm-hmm. The Chargers are a good example, right? Like, the Chargers look otherworldly in the first couple weeks of the season, but they lost Joe Alt, they lost Rashawn Slater, and now teams are able to pressure Justin Herbert, and they're just not the same offensively. So those were a couple of massive injuries. I mean, Rashawn Slater was gone before the season, but Joe Alt being out too was just, you know, just a dagger for them. So that's why he's not performing, Justin Herbert, the way he was earlier. So the numbers you see now, you definitely have to look at the context of who they were playing at the time, injuries. You know, same things for the Ravens, right? So, you know, they were losing close games early on, but now defensively, they're a completely different team. That game against the Chiefs last week was over in the fourth quarter. So it's hard just to look at these early season stats, especially after 4 weeks, and sort of get a feel for who teams are, because the teams themselves are still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. So let's hone in on maybe some plays for this game. So we haven't talked about the total too much. I think I would lean towards under 45.5, but that is a very low number. Again, mm-hmm. I have been banking on the Chiefs defense all season long. You could look at a total for the Jags. Under 20.5 is -110. You could even go under 21.5, key number there, at -130. I like that quite a bit. I think maybe you go to Patrick Mahomes and his rushing attempts. It's 4.5 this game. We saw earlier in the season in competitive games that Patrick Mahomes is fully capable of running for his life. 57 yards against the Chargers, 66 against the Eagles. This is a primetime game. If you think it's close, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be on the ground. Jenks, are there any plays you want to throw in here?
I mean, I like that quite a bit. He's hit that number in 3 of his last 4, and he leads the NFL in scrambles as well. So it's not just the numbers that we've seen in these 4 games. Like, he leads the league in taking off. And also, think about last week's game against Baltimore. I hate to keep going back to that game, but that game was over in the third quarter, right? So there's no reason for Patrick Mahomes to take off in the fourth quarter of that game. If that game is close, he probably gets that number, you know, in every single game this season. So against this Jags defense, I like that a lot.
Right. Yeah, in competitive games, this is what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes. And remember, the Chiefs are still 2-2. They need these wins. All right, coming up next, speaking of needing wins, we go to the postseason in baseball. Dodgers, Phillies, Cubs, Brewers are plays for both of those games. On the other end, Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.